Welcome to the Hella Chingona podcast, where chingonas thrive. The idea is to create an ongoing conversation that uplifts through testimonio, our personal storytelling, in a way that brings folks together across space and time, anchored in sincerity, power, and community. I am your host, Rosana Alvarez, and I am super jazzed to kick it with y'all in beautiful conversation, sometimes with a guest, and other times, solita, solita, pero igual de cabroncita. Welcome back. It's been an interesting time in our history, and I find myself in several conversations with so many different chingonas from all over. And the struggle with a podcast like this is deciding whether I'm going to come through and show up solita, solita, and kind of talk out loud with y'all as I process some of what, you know, we're collectively, relatably experiencing, or if I'm going to hold off and wait until I can snag one of those chingonas I have constantly in conversation with to record a segment for this podcast. And so I did make a commitment, right, to show up, and I'm gonna prioritize that commitment without second guessing whatever comes out of the moment. And a part of the reason why I initially launched this podcast was to hopefully make it contagious. And not the podcast in itself, but just that drive, that determination, that willingness to say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to jump in. And I'm going to go ahead and activate all of the, or not all of the, but those things that tug on you often and that you might park under the category of someday. And anybody that knows me knows that the I wonders always turn into action plans. And it doesn't mean that you have to adopt them that way, right? But it definitely means that my commitment really is in how can we elevate collective conversations, and that sometimes those conversations happen in ways that aren't always in words. And we're seeing that in our history right now. And a lot of us are struggling in multiple ways, and we're struggling with how to find our words, and we're struggling with the day-to-day, and we're struggling with whether or not we should tune into the news or tune out the news, and we're reaching out and connecting with people who are going to give us life in the moment. And we're also grappling with some layers of grief for folks who we've, you know, always been taught should be solid in our lives, that in this moment we might be disagreeing with in ways that, you know, we're not sure if we can come back from. And I don't even mean politics, because just to be fully transparent, I have a critique of how our parties dysfunction on a political level. And so I am super open to different perspectives, and I am super open to how folks want to vote and or register themselves as voters, whether or not they want to go ahead and affiliate themselves with a party or not. I'm open, right, to different perspectives. And still in this moment, the one perspective I can't get with is the one that is trying to cope with our current reality by clinging to some really broken ways of thinking and some really broken ways of kind of just not showing up while also showing up and saying, here's a perspective I have and I want you to hear me. And it's a perspective that needs to go out of style, right? And so anything that advances racism, hell, it just needs to get dropped right now. And anything that you might be doing to cope with these times by trying to cling to something that feels familiar might need to get revisited. And so I'm revisiting some of my own habits for the times. And I'm revisiting, how is it that I think this way when maybe even one of my direct siblings might not? And how is it that I grew up in these neighborhoods and that some folks who grew up alongside of me have this perspective that I just can't get behind? It doesn't mean I won't hear you. It means that sometimes I have to have the choice not to hear you because it's way too prevalent of a broken way of thinking. And so if you're defending, whether it be candidates or political parties, I feel like the conversation needs to move past that, or in a way that precedes that, and really just get into the core of fuck the people, fuck the parties. Let's look at the people, the real people, the on the ground people, the alongside you people, that all of this has an impact in the everyday. That we have to look at the history of police brutality, and we can acknowledge that cops are people, but we also have to acknowledge that they work in a system that was founded in a very particular way, and that we have to be willing, as uncomfortable as we might be with that history, to take a look and to dig a little bit deeper than what's readily available, because what's readily available has been shaped with a political agenda in mind. And it's not a political agenda that benefits people on the ground and in our communities. And so I don't give a shit what your politics are. I'm concerned with our bigger sense of responsibility towards collective humanity. And I'm coming into this podcast talking to myself today, thinking about the entire mess of things that has been streaming in my mind. And the entire multi-layered kind of conversations we've been having with each other. And then I'm thinking about the moms, right? And I'm thinking about how we've been, in our homes for 3 months, having to reconfigure, recalibrate, reshape a lot about our personal spaces, and having to accept people into our homes that we might not ever invite into our homes, right? In this virtual kind of extension space of ourselves. So all that rumbling to get me back to a recent request. And the recent request that's in the front of my mind right now is trying to unpack how, as a mom, I can either choose to keep my kids safe, and if you could see me now, I'm putting safe in air quotes, because I think that some of the ideas about how to keep them safe are more of how are we supporting an illusion of safety for them. But back to this article, right? Someone asked me, how do I talk about all of this with my kids? And how do I create a context in my house to talk about all of what's going on with my kids? And I had to really take some time to reflect and think about, well, that's totally shaped by who I am in the world. The fact that I feel so emboldened to go ahead and create a space to have these conversations with myself, shared with other people that I might not know on the podcast airwaves and on the internet airwaves, just really kind of speaks to how I'm shaped as a person. And that other folks might not have that same level of comfortability in being that transparent or open with their lives. And so I had to think about, like, my house is set up in a particular way, maybe in part because of the work I choose to do for a living. And that's a very privileged position to have. The fact that I could choose to do work in a college classroom, virtually for now. The fact that I spend time with looking at the way our systems have been set up throughout history to dysfunction in a very particular way right now. I spend a lot of time with those conversations, and my kids spend a lot of time, you know, seeing the unintentional pieces that they get by way of just living in the same house with me. So I had to take like 20 steps back and think like, okay, what are the things that I do that other people can maybe relate to? And I'm not going to give you all those gems here in this space because I'm still working through that. But what I did realize in that moment or in these moments is, you know, sometimes it's as easy as having a conversation with other folks to talk about how we're fucking up in the moment. And like you, I don't always get it right, right? I think that's what makes us human. But I think to connect me back to where I started the conversation 10 minutes ago here with us in the here and now is that a lot of us getting into these debates with people are feeling like we're just tired and we've got this ongoing kind of, I've had it, because we've had it for a hot minute before, you know, stuff popped off the way it did and needed to. And we're put in a situation where we're constantly asked not just to share what might be working and what's not working and the emotional labor of that, but the part where we're tired. And some folks have called it racial battle fatigue. And I flat out, you know, in spite of my wordsmith tendencies, I'm calling it fuckery fatigue, because it's more than just talking about race and racial dynamics and racism. It's also having to grapple with the multiple identities we carry. And so it's not just my identity as a mom that I'm navigating and how to shape my household and the ripple effects that has on my children and the direct effects that has in the here and now, but that I'm also having to think about my role as a daughter and what that means in the context of the dysfunction and also the beautiful gifts in the midst of what I grew up with, family and community wise. And I'm also having to think about my role as an educator. And I'm also having to think about how sometimes, you know, I want to go to the grocery store, even if I got to do that with a mask on right now. That even from here to the corner of where I live, that I got to navigate dynamics of race and racial accommodation. And I don't mean that in an affirmative action critique sense. I mean, like me as a brown woman in the world, when I stop at a fucking stop sign, I have to think about the politics of who's going to think they have access to give me permission to go in spite of the traffic norms we've got laid out in our DMV handbooks. And I'm talking about how even when I post things on my social media, I have to be aware of the repercussions that has, not just from a standpoint of whether or not people are going to agree with my analysis and critique and rants, but whether I'm going to have to block advances because of gender dysfunctions as a result of that. So it's not just race, it's like all intertwined, and it's fuckery fatigue. Like, I'm tired. And I think a lot of us are tired. And that sometimes we would just want to do some simple everyday shit, and that that's not an option. And it's not an option because all of this fuckery that is deeply embedded in this racial tension that has been created for us. And now we're being critiqued to having the audacity to demand differently in solidarity with our most targeted populations. So all that to say, I see you, I feel you, I hear you, I carry you, and that we're all tired, and that that's okay, and that we don't all have the answers, and that that's okay, and that folks need stuff from us in this moment, left and right. And we're not always going to have anything to give in the moment, and that's going to have to be okay. Because the hope is that if we can manage to bring this critical mass together, that it's okay if on rotation some of us got to rest. Because in order to keep it all going with the momentum it needs, we also have to acknowledge that rest is necessary in order to keep on keeping on and to keep pushing. And so we're going to feel like sometimes what we're doing isn't enough. And we're going to feel like everything we're doing doesn't really matter anyway. But at the end of the day, we're all just going to have to keep on keeping on. So keep on keeping on, folks. And maybe I said a whole lot of nothing right now, but I'm going to have to take my own advice. And I'm going to have to be okay with that. So peace. I'll catch you on here next week. I promise. Might be all by myself rumbling like I did today. Might manage to tag in folks that I have conversations with all week anyway, if they'll feel okay just recording some imperfect stuff that always hits perfectly in the moment. And for that beautiful sense of finality to the words here, I will leave you with some parting wisdom for the sake of self-reflection. And for that, I will pull on the words of the brilliant Ava DuVernay. And she says, "We have so much coming in as sisters. When is our interior life ever put at the forefront? We constantly want to give to other people. Too much of not caring for yourself is not a good thing. We're bad at that as achievers. Self-care is a priority, and we have to do it more." Peace. Thanks for listening to the Hella Chingona podcast. Remember to show us some love by subscribing and following the podcast at hellachingona.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Hella Chingona podcast. That's HellaChingona podcast. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So drop us a comment or simply share the podcast with a friend.